I've just conferred with the other moderator. You were given a sheet when you came in. All cell phones are to be off. None are to be ringing. When one rings again in this auditorium, the person will be asked to leave the auditorium. A second speaker for this public religious discussion is Dr. Olu Shabazz. Dr. Shabazz is the local minister of the Church of Christ in Harlem, New York City. He is a local, national, and international evangelist. He has been a student of the Word for numerous years. He speaks annually on lectureships, gospel meetings, and in local area religious discussions. He is academically equipped in that he has acquired his bachelor's in religion, his master's in theology, and his doctorate in theology. He is known across the nation as a Bible exegete, as an exceptional expositor, and as a student of the Holy Scriptures. Dr. Shabazz is a student of truth, a seeker of divine revelation, a servant of Jesus Christ, a champion of the gospel of Christ, and a dynamic gospel preacher. Ladies and gentlemen, the articulate Dr. Olu Shabazz, minister of Jesus Christ, defender of the gospel of Christ, and our second speaker, Dr. Olu Shabazz.
Tonight I give honor to the God of our salvation and to Jesus Christ, who is the preeminent head of the church, to Mr. Naisar Shams, tonight representing the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, to Dr. R.C. Wells, and to our fellow moderator representing the Ahmadiyya community, respectively. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, neighbors and friends, I am before you tonight to give a 15-minute rebuttal to the 30-minute speech of Naisar, as he seeks to affirm the proposition, be it resolved, that the Holy Bible and the Holy Quran teach the non-deity of Jesus Christ. It is obvious that he has leveled before us some 28 arguments, which is virtually impossible to answer all in 15 minutes. However, there are some groupings of arguments that I would like to bring back to your attention so that we can have some clarity about what the Bible teaches. The first thing I want to say to you is that a classic error and mistake of Islam is that a false premise always leads one to a false conclusion. If one starts with a faulty premise, then every bit of evidence that you seek to acquire will only lead you to a false conclusion. Case in point, our different perspectives of God. And the reason why there are different perspectives between the God of the Bible and the Allah of the Quran is because they are not the same God. If they were the same God, they would teach the same things. The God of Islam has no son. The God of New Testament and Old Testament scripture has a son. So obviously Allah of the Quran and God Almighty of the scriptures are not the same God, and that's why we have different perspectives. Second of all, I want to say to you that the erroneous position of Islam is that we are polytheists. In other words, we believe in three gods. But I want to say to you tonight that Christianity and the Church of Christ does not believe that God is one God plus one God plus one God equals three gods. We believe God is one times one times one equals one. And if you can understand that they are not different gods, but one God in essence and nature, yet that one God, Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 6, Mark chapter 12 and verse 29, presents himself in three distinct personalities, then you understand there are not three gods. There is therefore impossibility that Jesus be a part of one or a part of some. I quote Nassau when he says in his third point, some of a part, unquote. Let me say to you that Jesus in his incarnate state is 100% man and 100% God. More on this point in my 30-minute denial speech. I'll make that unequivocally clear. Second of all, or rather fourth of all, he says that a prophet, we need to understand the difference between a prophet and a messenger. Get for me Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. I want to show you where Jesus is neither a prophet or a messenger. Jesus is prophet. He is messenger. He is priest. He is king. He is God. In Hebrews chapter 1, beginning verse 1, read the book. God, who at sundry times and in divers manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son,
whom hath sworn an heir of all things.
Hold it. Spoken unto us by his Son. He spoke. That makes him a prophet. Read.
Hath appointed all things.
Hath appointed all things.
By whom also he made the world.
By whom also he made the world.
Who being the brightness of his glory.
Who being the brightness of his glory.
And the express image of his person.
And the express image of his person.
And upholding all things by the word of his power.
Upholding all things by the word of his power.
When he had by himself purged our sins.
When he had by himself purged our sins. That makes that same prophet a priest.
Yeah.
Read.
Sat down on the right hand of the majesty.
He then sat down on the right hand of the throne of the majesty on high. That makes that same Jesus a king. So then, prophet, priest, and king. You have a point of order. Would you please stop my time?
I've called a point of order because, as we agreed upon in all of our discussions and the rules of decorum, the audience should not respond in any way, shape, or form. It is inappropriate, so we protest that.
So then, in Hebrews chapter 1, 1 to 3,